So he reiterates this again in Luke chapter 11, but I want you to notice him. Look at verse 29. It says, and when the people were gathered together, verse 29, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. Now in Matthew 12 and 16, what he begins to say thereafter is the fact that Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Son of man shall be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. But here he does not say that. Look what it says. Verse 30, for as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Now, why is there a variation in what he's stating? Well, this is what I believe he's saying here. Because of the fact that we know that when Jesus Christ went to hell, or when Jonah was in the belly of the whale, no one really saw that. That was something that they personally experienced, okay? What did people see? The resurrected Christ. What did people see of Jonah? Jonah. And in fact, you know, this is speculation, obviously, but maybe people knew that he was swallowed by a whale. Because what happens thereafter? Well, afterwards, he gets vomited unto the land. The Bible says he goes to Nineveh. He's given a second chance. He goes to Nineveh. It's a 3 days journey that he does in one day. I mean, the man is quite motivated to be there, okay? He's not dragging his feet like the Jehovah's Witnesses. He's just like, 3 days, I'll do it in one, you know? So he gets there, and he preaches the shortest sermon in the Bible. Go to Jonah. Go back to Jonah. Look at the shortest sermon in the Bible. I mean, we preach for like 50 minutes or an hour sometimes. You know, he didn't even preach for that long. He just like half a second. Look at Jonah 3 and verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's all he had to say. He went there and he said, 40 days, Nineveh's going to be overthrown. And you know what they did? They repented. Now, why is that? Well, here's the thing. Think about this again. He's been in stomach acid for 3 days and three nights. He probably doesn't look the same the way he went in. He probably looks a little different. The pigmentation of his skin is gone. I'm sure he looks deformed and marred, and he smells to high heaven. He looks a little different. So when he comes and he says, Nineveh shall be overthrown, you know what they're saying? Yeah, you look like you got overthrown. Right? It was like, okay, you know what he was? He was a sign unto Nineveh. What is he a sign of? Of the judgment of God upon a person who disobeys him. So it was like, this guy knows what he's talking about. You don't look too good, and I don't want to look like you. So I'm going to go ahead and even make the animals repent. Right? He's like, he put sackcloth, and even the animals were in sackcloth and ashes.